We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, goof.
Steiny.
The thought.
For me, she goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
All right, play a little game with me, guys. I want you to fast forward to next spring. Opening day at Oracle Park, packed house, buzz in the air. Madison Bumgarner, of course, on the bump, opening day. For the Los Angeles Dodgers.
What?
Madison Bumgarner on the L.A. Dodgers.
They call that Steiny Nightmare on Giant Street.
The Dodgers apparently
that's a good one.
Are
just
focusing
one from.
It just got the top.
Their attention on Madison Bumgarner.
Wow.
Is that a worst-case scenario for Giants fans?
Absolutely.
It would be the death knell for Farhan. He has to do. He has
he just
to give
started.
Us. No, he didn't. This whole Gabe Kapler thing. He's lost all benefit of the doubt, yep. And I'm telling you, he has to give a scholarship or check himself. Where I know he's really not worth this money, but he cannot be in the white and blue pitching here opening day.
And that Dodger blue. I mean,
Farhan, give me a double.
Look,
you
cannot
have him as an LA Dodger.
There's nothing even remotely close to something being this devastating for a Giants fan. A guy who helped you win three World Series championships. You win in 2014, basically on the left arm of Madison Bumgarner. And he goes to the Dodgers to pitch with Clayton Kershaw, man. Dave Roberts in L.A. and Hollywood. Bumgarner in Hollywood.
And they're going to win? You're going to see him in the postseason?
And you know damn well the Giants aren't winning anything in 2020. They're not winning anything. And if you see Bumgarner... Like, what if he just helps the Dodgers break their drought of winning a World Series for the first time since 1988? Can you imagine Bumgarner on a horse at Dodger Stadium after a World Series parade?
Steiny.
It's nauseating, Steiny.
Well, a minute and 42 seconds into the show, I get a shut up, Steiny, in all capital letters. That's not my fault. Not my fault.
Just shut up.
The other thing. But here's the thing. You re-sign Bumgarner to big money. Aren't you just repeating the mistakes of the past with Posey, with Kane, with Belt, with Crawford? So to me, it sounds like a lose-lose.
If you think Mad Bum is already there, or this year or next, the year after, he'll fall off like the guys you just mentioned. But I'm going to say this. It's about politically correct and how you look with your fan base. Bonte, that cost, everything cost in this world. And Farhan, you may have to spend money you really don't want to keep the fan base happy. Now, you're not going to have a winner, allegedly, but you cannot let him become a Dodger. So you have to lock him up just because of the Gabe Kapler fiasco and the hand that you had in it, that people found out that you knew about certain stuff. You cannot let this happen. I don't envy this guy at all.
You can't. See, here's the problem if you're Farhan Zaidi and the Giants. Can you really afford to dish out 5 years, $125 million to Madison Bumgarner? Can you do that? This team is not ready to win. Steiny, I think, the other day said, you know, would you rather win 72 games with Bumgarner or win 67 without? I'd rather win 67 without. You don't sign and give all this money to a guy, and especially when you look at your payroll. You still got to pay Posey. You're still paying Brandon Belt 17 and a half over the next two. You're still paying Crawford, still paying LaGuardia, still paying Cueto, still paying Samardzija. I mean, and you picked up $12.5 million on a trade for Zach Cozart yesterday afternoon.
Former Red.
You know, you just gotta hope that Bumgarner signed somewhere else.
But how do you know he's asking for that much? If he wants to stay here, he drives a Toyota pickup. Guru. He likes to go camping. Guru. He's not that type of guy. Bling, Guru. Bling. He may give you a hometown discount.
Guru, if you see Zach Wheeler just pick up $100 million from the Philadelphia Phillies, Zach Wheeler, not Garrett Cole, Zach Greinke, Zach Wheeler, a guy who was a throw-in in the Carlos Beltran trade. And Giants fans up in arms. Bumgarner wants his money now. Okay. It's time to get paid.
Pay me.
I'm a World Series MVP. I've got three titles. You see my postseason ERA.
I'm done with the wild card games. Wheeler Stein. He got paid like he was mad. Boy.
Exactly. So Bumgarner's going to get his money. You just hope it's not coming from Hollywood, for crying out loud.
It is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922, and by Great Clips. Great haircuts start here. 888-957-9570. There's a lot going on here, and I want to get your input. First of all, just the notion of Madison Bumgarner in a Dodgers uniform pitching against the Giants on opening day at Oracle Park. I mean, that's a vision that I think a lot of Giants fans would just cringe at. Then secondly, well, what do you do if you're the Giants? Farhan Zaidi was brought here to turn the page, I think, on this franchise and its past. Bumgarner is a place to start. I mean, to me, let's say you're able to re-sign Bumgarner. What makes him different than Posey with a bad contract now? What makes that different than Brandon Belt sitting with a bad contract now? I just think it's a brutal situation, and I don't think Farhan wants him back. I think he was brought in here to turn the page. That's what he's trying to do. And here's the other thing. We got into it around the All-Star, not the All-Star, the trading deadline.
You too.
Should they not have? I wonder if Farhan wanted to move Bumgarner then, but ownership said, you know what? We're only two back right now. You got to keep him. We got to take a shot at this. Or were there no good deals out there? Or were there good deals out there? And again, management said, we got to sit tight right now.
You know what?
There's a lot going on here.
Those are great. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Nah, you go.
I was just going to say, so that same management is still in place, so they might be looking at this thing like, hell no. If we're going to lose them, it's not going to be to the Dodgers. Let's go ahead and bring them back.
Well, they don't have control over that. No. I mean, you can overpay him, but you can't. If he wants to go to the Dodgers, he's going to the Dodgers.
From the Mad Bum I think I know, he does not want to put on that uniform.
You would hope not.
He does not.
You would hope not. But we've seen
the Mad Bum.
I didn't think Jeff Kent wanted to put on that uniform. I didn't think Juan Uribe wanted to come close.
Yeah,
Jason
this is
Smith,
different, man.
Brett Butler, for crying out loud, back in the day. There's been numerous Giants who became Dodgers. But to what Steiny's saying, I believe at the deadline, management saw that the Giants are two games out. And the factor of Bruce Bochy managing his last season as the skipper of the Giants, I think that had a lot to do with it to where Farhad was like, look, I want to try to get this. I want to try to flip them. We're not going to get high-level prospects. Are you cool with me flipping them for anything? And Giants management probably said, you know what? This is Bochy's last year. We're two out. You keep our horse. We're going to ride this out and see what happens. You are not allowed to trade him. I think Giants management had something to do with
and
that.
And he's worth more than just anything, D.
Yeah,
so
I
that
agree.
Was the right move.
Well, I think they missed the boat. They should have traded him in 2018 and not 2019 when he had a year left on his deal. That was the ideal scenario to trade him for the prospects. Why, if you're another team? I get it. You're playing for the postseason. You want a left arm. But why are you going to give up your high-level prospects for 2 months of service when you have to pay them? Teams are just not doing that these days in baseball. They're not. So, you know, I think Farhan's hands was tied. I think they were tied behind his back to where he couldn't do anything. And now he's in a situation to where he's got to take the bullet for the franchise of letting him go. And you know
this
what?
Is wild,
I don't
man.
Think Farhan cares because he has no emotional attachment to this organization or to the players that won the World Series in 10, 12, and 14.
So let me just get you guys on the record. Guru, you're saying you've got to re-sign Madison Bumgarner.
Yes.
And even
just
though,
go ahead.
Even though you know you're at least 2 years away from contending.
It's baseball, and I'm going to say yes to that, and you guys are going to laugh, probably throw your coffee cup at me. I'm just throwing this out here because it's real. They, for 2 months last year, were the hottest team in baseball. So we're just saying
no cup.
We know how this
no
next 162
thrown,
is going to be played.
Laugh.
But we've seen worst at first, so I'm just throwing that out there. So I guess what I'm saying, Matt Steinmetz, Bonte Hill, Farhan, that debacle with Gabe Kapler resonates with me. It's still there. You cannot afford to let him go to L.A. or you're finished in this town. And that's why you got to basically give him a scholarship and do everything you can to keep him from putting on that Dodger uniform. I'm keeping it as real as you possibly can, and I can't wait to watch this play out.
Man, I mean, the payroll right now is at $137 million. So if you give Bumgarner a big-time deal, that gets back over to 157 and 160, depending on how much he gets per year. So all of a sudden, your payroll is jacked up again. And you know what? It's just not Farhan's way of doing business. They signed Kevin Gausman yesterday to a cheap deal. That looks like Farhan's ID. Doesn't look like he's going to give Bumgarner a lifetime achievement award to give him a lifetime contract. And I don't know if it's smart to do it, Steidy, Goo. I don't think it's smart when you're trying to rebuild.
Let me tell you something. If they re-sign Madison Bumgarner for $100+ million, then they deserve to get ripped for firing Bochy or for getting rid of Bochy and getting rid of Evans. And I know Sabian's still in the organization, but clearly he's been marginalized. Why did you bring Zaidi in if you're tying his hands like this? I mean, listen, I know, and I'm not saying what to do. I'm just saying Zaidi can't change a strategy just because some fans are going to be upset. Or just because a town has an emotional attachment to a guy, I don't know. I mean,
what about my assessment that? And again, I don't
worst,
know. You guys have
the first.
No, that Matt Bum may not be that guy that wants to just. I mean, I know he wants to get paid. That wants to put on that Dodger uniform. So I guess what I'm saying, Steiny, I see Matt Bum saying, "What's the best you have? Like, you don't got to give me the Garrett Cole. What's the best you can do to keep me from putting on
Why would he want to stay here? Like, none of
he's
his guys
a giant.
Are.
This is Bochy's his town.
Not here anymore. He doesn't even know Zaidi. They're not going to win.
See,
does he want to play for Kapler?
It looks that way.
They're not. Guru.
It was like the Niners. Nobody knew this was going to happen. I hear you.
This team stinks.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
This team stinks. The Dodgers are still in the NL West. Arizona looks better with their prospects. Colorado still have
Padres.
Hitters. Padres are a lot better. Giants are a last place baseball team. Right. This is going to be a rough year, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a rough year at the yard. And it's going to get rougher if Bumgarner.
The same thing.
No, but not like this. At least with seven wins, saying. Eight wins. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're in it. This Giants team's going to be out of it quick. And hey, I don't know. I don't think they're going to be as bad as last year's Baltimore Orioles. But, man, try to find me 65 wins with the current roster right now.
And the Dodgers are coming. They're mad that the Yankees got Cole, so they're going to throw everything at Matt Bum.
300, what was it? 324?
324.
I told him this morning, I woke him up last night, you have to play baseball. You're going to still play, even if you don't want to.
Pay that man his money.
Let's go to Dave in Petaluma. Dave in Petaluma, what's going on, man? How you feeling about your Giants?
Well, you know, to be honest, I don't even want to think about Matt Bum going to L.A., but my point is, you know, all of this just doesn't happen overnight. You know, all the accounts are that Farhan, he's super smart, sharp guy. And my point is, I'm a little bit upset because, again, this is not something that just happens overnight. They knew that this was going to happen. They knew for months now
that if
they didn't trade him, that he was going to be a free agent, and now he's making comments, oh, he's earned the right. They knew this was going to happen. They should have traded him, and they also knew that going into 2020, that we're going to have a new coach and it's a rebuild. So I'm just upset that, you know, now they're just starting to talk about this. You know, they knew that this was going to happen. And I don't understand. They should have traded him to a contending team and try to get some prospects or something to a contender in anybody but L.A. I mean, that just makes me sick. Just the thought of him even just, yeah, I just don't even want to think about it, to be honest.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. And we've got a board op who's also a Giants fan, and he used the word nauseous.
He was in the meeting. It shocked me a little bit.
He used
was
the word
sick.
Nauseous. It's almost making me nauseous thinking about Madison Bumgarner in a Dodger uniform.
Definitely giving me a
opening
headache.
Opening night.
Giving me a headache, man.
At Oracle Park.
Wow. I'm being Monday morning quarterback.
Madison Bumgarner versus Johnny Cueto.
Wow. Oh, my Lord.
Nightmare
don't
on Giant Street. But if you were thinking
yeah,
ahead
Cueto would
last
never start
year,
opening day.
When Steiny and you got into it, I've never had my popcorn, and you guys were going back and forth, if you traded him, you could control that he wouldn't be a Dodger. You know what I mean? You
well, no, that's
you
not true.
You could
that's
avoided
not
this.
That's
you could have called all other
no.
teams trying to get something
no, that's
knowing
not true.
He wouldn't be in that
No, that's
uniform.
Not true because he was still going to be a free agent
right.
at the end of the season. He's
me.
Still going to be one, and the Dodgers are looking for a pitcher.
But
they missed out on Garrett
Cole. Wouldn't
that
be different had he went somewhere,
right. maybe.
Then
but
there,
but
as
maybe.
Opposed to,
maybe.
Here he comes,
it would be different.
And delivered.
I think it would be a little different.
Maybe, but like again, like, when you have the face of the franchise, and how I mean, the uproar, Zaidi would have been right out of town in July had he traded him with the Giants 2 games out, because from just me growing up in this market and watching the Giants over the years, whenever they're, it doesn't matter if they're playing for a wild card or a division title, when they're in it, they tend to go for it. I've never seen the Giants just be sellers. You know what I'm saying? They just, that's just not in their DNA. So I think management, especially when Larry Bear came off his suspension, they got hot, which was probably not the best thing for that organization. Maybe they needed to suck through June and July to get rid of some of these pieces, but they got hot. It was exciting. And with Bochy being in his last season, I just don't think management allowed for our hand to even seek a deal. Maybe for Will Smith. Maybe for Tony Watson, obviously for Melanson and Drew Pomeranz, but there's no way management told Farhan, hey, look, we're 2 out, go ahead and trade Bum. I don't think it went down like that. I think he was handcuffed to the point where he couldn't trade Bum, and I don't think the market percolated enough to where you could get a nice haul for Bumgarner this past deadline.
From the 510, and don't be mad at us.
Right.
Bumgarner wouldn't start opening day, you clowns. Oh, you know what?
Tell
I
him.
Bet he would.
Please step in
I
the
got
Stein's
my guy
office.
Kershaw saying, hey, Bum, you got to start opening day against your old team.
No doubt.
Ah, Kershaw and Bumgarner are tight. I mean, Kershaw would be like, no, it's your ball, opener. It's your ball in the opener.
What about this? Okay, let's say it was management that stopped Zaidi from trading Mad Bum at the deadline last year. If it happens now, nobody's going to say it's management's fault. It's going to fall at the doorsteps of Farhan. It ain't going to be Farhan and company. It's going to be you let him get away, and you let him get away to the Dodgers.
Would Giants fans rather see
After
Bumgarner?
That Kapler fiasco, man.
Would they rather see Bumgarner in the A's uniform?
No doubt.
Oh,
yes.
They'd
yes.
drive him over there.
Yes.
Pay the toll.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you would have
yeah.
to pay the toll.
I'm with you.
I think so. And here's the other part of this. This is also what it tells me. If somebody were to come out of the woodwork for Buster Posey right now, I think they would think about moving him. I absolutely
This
think
is totally.
Would,
I'm
they,
with you. This is totally
I mean,
different.
He's got 22 million yeah. old over the next 2 years.
He's in the fourth quarter, man, yeah. and we love you, Buster. But it's Saran. It's I mean, almost a wrap.
That guy's an 8-hitter now.
Yeah,
7-hitter.
I mean, but he'll bat fourth.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if under Gabe Kapler, who knows what this lineup's going to look like, man.
I can't. You got to sign him. Giant, you can't let
that's,
him go
that's
to the your, competitor.
That's what you're doing.
Oh,
you're
yes.
You're re-signing him.
Steiny, that'll be bad
oh,
money,
God.
But they didn't get it. And listen, he ain't going to the old school Expos. He's going to a team that's lost 2 World Series. You're going to watch Mad Bum prance around and be the man with Kershaw trying to get them that World Series. Mm. Oh, that would be – you would just be reminded at every – so the regular season's over – it's just really getting started because Mad Bum now is about to do his postseason thing. You can't let that happen.
Let's go to Tony. Tony's in Pacifica. What's going on, Tony? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? I think it's a great day for Dodger fans. And I hope the Giants fans really realize what they got on their hands.
Which is?
Trouble
brewing?
They're losing their leading franchise guys that they've been, you know, holding on to for the last 5-6 years for nothing. Mm.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate the call. Looks like a Dodger fan is residing in Pacifica right now.
Wow. There's a lot of them up here in NorCal.
510, get off this topic. Y'all giving me gray hair.
Well, that's the first time I heard from a Dodger fan, though, since the Nationals did work out a bit of division series.
They're back.
Game five, what happened? Kershaw,
time
back-to-back
heals,
home runs. Win the World Series, you Dodger bubs.
I still can't get over what I saw.
If Bumgarner signs with the Dodgers and pitches opening day, do you boo him?
No, you got
to cheer him. His first inning.
I was excited when you asked me.
You give him the first. No, I mean, look.
It ain't his fault.
Giants fans gave Juan Uribe a standing ovation after he helped him win the World Series in 2010, game-winning hit in the NLCS against Philadelphia.
You give this man
a standing ovation, and then you may be bold.
I think the big problem that Zaidi and the Giants have is, at this point, no matter what happens, it's bad. It's all bad.
It's all bad.
If he signs with the Dodgers, it's not only going to be the Dodgers, but it's going to be Giants fans saying, well, why didn't you move him? Didn't you move him at the deadline in 19, at the deadline in 18? We lost him for nothing but a compensatory pick.
They don't want that,
Stoney. You re-sign him for over $100 million.
Okay, everybody's happy.
No, I don't think everybody's happy.
Why would?
Because it constrains your ability to move forward in the direction you were brought here to go. I mean,
you're in the abyss right now.
Doesn't Bumgarner want to play for a contender anyway?
That's the other thing.
Dodgers?
Does he want to come back to this?
I don't think so. Players don't give a rap.
This
rip
guy
about
is different,
that.
Though. The country guy.
And he's got to get his money, man. This is his last time to probably get a max deal at his age and where he's at. He just wants to get paid at this point because he was playing for a discount. So, and you look at this club down the street, fellas.
I got my
this
popcorn.
This does not look like
this.
A good club. I mean, I know if he does sign with the Dodgers, this fan base went crazy over Kevin freaking Pillar, who had a cup of coffee in San Francisco. They went crazy over Kevin Pillar. What's going to happen? Is statues coming down? Are they going to flip over beauty buses if Bumgarner signs at the Dodgers? I can't imagine him signing. Or if we get that alert, fellas, Bumgarner signs a 7-year deal with the Dodgers. Oh, man, Giants fans, they won't be able to recover.
888-957-9570. One of the biggest names in Bay Area sports over the last decade. A Giants icon, quite frankly. One of the greatest World Series performances ever. Guy who endeared himself to this city in a way that only a Lincecum, a Posey, Kane. I mean, he's up there with all those guys. Is he really going to put on a Dodger uniform? And if he does, where does that leave you as a Giants fan? Or is it time? I mean, if I were a Giants fan, I would recognize the situation they were in and realize whatever this new GM decides, I guess I got to go with. But I do think at this point, knowing that the team's going to struggle, go ahead and let him go. And if he happens to go to the Dodgers, that stinks. But what's he going to do for us the next 3-4 years? We're not going anywhere. It's time.
I mean, because if you sign him and he goes out there and gives you a 4.2 ERA and he's losing velocity, then what are people going to say? Oh, it was a mistake to give him all that money. I just don't believe in paying pitchers at this stage of their career.
What if he's earned it?
Yeah, you can't. Matt Cain earned it. What happened?
It went bad.
I just don't think you pay somebody for what they did in 2014, in 2016, in 2012. You pay them for what they could do in the future. And that's a big question mark with Madison Bumgarner. Can he still be that pitcher? You'd like to take a chance on him if you're a contender, but if you're the Giants, I don't know what type of pitcher he's going to be over the next 4 to 5 years, and I don't think it's enough to pay him all that money to be the ace of a team that may not win 70
games. I'll tell you this. This is the baseball version of your girl breaking up with you and then her and her new guy hitting the lotto. And you lose your job, and they're living it up. And
But
I've seen a movie like that.
You broke up with her, too.
Well, maybe, yeah. Huh? So, you know what? Focus on my career. Then you get fired. You had no career. And then She's just living it up. You can't do it. You got it. He's going to stay here. I'm ready to bet dinners, appetizers, that he stays here.
Why are you just giving up threats?
Why
would you do that?
Because I'm telling you what's really behind it. You can't let him go win them a title after them losing to the competitor.
There's a text here. As a Giants fan, and I think there might be some truth to this. As a Giants fan, I hope the Dodgers sign him to a huge contract because that wouldn't be a great baseball decision. Where is he? You got to figure out where he is in his career. Because
the Dodgers are loaded. So even if he flamed out, Bonte, they still wouldn't do to me. You know, they're going to be there. They're in it.
888-957-9570 is the number. What are we doing with Madison Bumgarner? Are we breaking the bank to keep him in a Giants uniform for his entire career? Or are we biting the bullet and saying it's time? And if he goes to the L.A. Dodgers, then he goes to the L.A. Dodgers. 888-957-9570. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, sponsored by your local Mercedes-Benz dealership. At 11 o'clock, we've got Adam Kaplan, going to talk some NFL with him. And then Time Magazine has voted its person and athlete of the year. At about noon, we're gonna do our own little unveiling of our Bay Area Athlete of the Year and then our National Athlete of the Year. We want to get your input on that, too. So that's all brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealership.
The most wonderful yet limited time of the year has returned. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is here with a flurry of exceptional offers. Go to mbusa.com to learn more about the Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or visit your Bay Area Mercedes-Benz dealer for a test drive today.
All right, the Golden State Warriors coming off a road trip are getting settled back in at the Chase Center. They play tonight against the New York Knicks. And for them, it's got to be nice coming back to their spacious waterfront arena, one that cost $1.5 billion for that arena. A little bit out of my price range. But if you're looking to buy a new home, I want you to go to Realtor.com because it's going to be your best friend when it comes to home buying. Realtor.com has the most accurate and latest listings, and they're updated every 15 minutes. You want a two-bedroom, a three-bedroom? Is outdoor space important to you? What about a garage? Well, Realtor.com has customizable searches and even has alerts, which will let you know when a home fits your criteria. So download the Realtor.com app, and that's got a really cool feature, too. It's called the commute time filter, and it allows you to calculate your drive to and from your new home to, say, work, or to and from, let's say, Chase Arena, the home of the Golden State Warriors. It's not about finding the perfect home. It's about finding the home that's perfect for you. Realtor.com, the home of home search.
Hear 49ers tackle Joe Staley with Damon Radowinkulski today at 5. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
Oh, man. What a day.
Just getting started, baby.
It would be like if Steph Curry goes to the Rockets in free agency.
Oh, man.
It'd probably be a little worse than that. Because the Dodgers have been a rival of the Giants forever. Rockets have only recently come on the scene. We're talking about Madison Bumgarner. He's a free agent. Reports surfacing that the Dodgers have focused on him.
I wonder if Seattle Seahawks fans feel like that about Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman being a Seahawk signing with the 49ers.
Well, him and the coach got into it.
Right. And then would it be like George Kittle going up to Seattle? You know, Frank Gore signing with the Seahawks? A guy like that? You know, Patrick Willis signing with the Seahawks or the Rams? I mean, this is big. I can't think of anything that's come close to this. Bumgarner becoming a Dodger. Like, I don't know what comes close, fellas. I don't know.
I'm trying to rack my brain. Ronnie Lott to the Raiders?
Jerry Rice.
He did play for the Raiders.
But he was...
About Roger Clemens to the Yankees, coming from the Red Sox. Yeah. What about T.O. with the Cowboys?
That didn't hit.
He went to Philly first.
There was a bridge. Yeah. And no, that was the thing with Clemens, too. He went to the Blue Jays first.
There you go. That's
then the Yankees. Still,
but
though, it's
this
like,
is right now. Man.
Let's go to Tila 2 in South San Francisco. I hope that's right.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you, man?
Good. I think, you know, if he goes, it's just too much bad blood between L.A. and San Francisco. So if he goes there, good riddance. You know, we don't wish him well. And if he comes back to play at the park, I say we just give him the silent treatment. He won't even be worth the boo.
Wow. That's a bit hard.
Wow.
That is harsh.
And
man.
Unrealistic.
Thanks,
they're going to get standing
0
every inning.
Yeah, I mean.
Every inning?
Yeah.
No.
No, just the first inning. After that, it's play ball.
Yeah, I had to.
All right, don't be surprised if it happens.
Jason Giambi went to the Yankees.
I was a blow.
We're throwing it'd be, how about this one? It would be like Joe Montana to the Cowboys.
That'd be hard. That'd be rough.
Wow. People were mad he was in the Chiefs. Like, right. He did this. Wow.
I mean, Giants fans are mad at Kevin Pillar not being tendered with this deal. Bumgarner, even if he signs anywhere, people are going to be mad. But if it's the tie, and I saw a lot of this from the 925 on the text line. I saw a lot of this last night on Twitter. Counter to Bumgarner signing with the Dodgers by signing Yasiel Puig. What does that do? What
they
does that really do for you?
Yeah.
Puig won nothing with the Dodgers. Yeah. Puig won nothing. That doesn't even up the scene here.
Something.
Like, are you kidding me?
Especially since he wasn't a Dodger last year.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, boy.
They severed ties.
Also, one of the things we talked about a week or two ago, we had some fun with it, the 95.7 The Game app. Download the app. You can listen to any of your shows. You can use the rewind feature. And one of the things we're looking to mess around with is if you're listening in another part of the country, take a selfie of yourself where you are and fire it off on Twitter to @BonteSteinyGuru. Or you can call in or you can text in at 95795 and just say, hey, I'm listening from this particular place. We'll give you a little bit of a shout out. But we're trying to come up with some nice photos of where people listen from. So take a photo of yourself near the Eiffel Tower if you're in Paris and say, hey, Bonte Stein and Guru, I'm listening from the Eiffel Tower.
I like that.
You know, they don't like the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Why?
Because it was built for a world fair. They thought it was ugly, and they thought it took too much attention away from the city.
Mm. Heard the restaurant there is really expensive.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. I didn't climb up because you got to pay. But
you got to pay?
Oh, yeah. You got to pay everywhere. I bet you can't go to the top of Coit Tower without paying now.
You might be right.
Yeah. Empire State Building in New York, man. You could go to one level, $35. You go to the top level,
$70. Well, you need a loan to get across the Bay Bridge.
True.
I mean, good God.
Free. Nothing's free, goo.
You're right.
Let's go to Bill. Bill is in the city, and he's backing up Guru. What's up, Bill? How are you?
Hey, guys. You know, they got to keep him. Let me just say here, we got rid of Mays back in the day to the Mets. We got rid of Juan Marichal to the Red Sox. We got rid of McCovey to the Padres. I mean, these are franchise guys. They're going to be goodwill. They're going to be, once their career is done, they're going to be the face of the team. He may have a statue. So you got to pay this guy, keep him for another 5 years. Then he's with him 15, 16 years. You know, if he wants to go somewhere his last year or two, that's okay. But you got to pay him. You got to keep him. These are the franchise guys, the faces of your team.
Thanks for the call. And I think there's going to be a lot of sentiment like that.
He went statue, and he's right.
Here's the question, though. Let's say, are there fans out there that they'd be done with the Giants for a while?
See, I believe so.
Yeah,
and
because
are those the people that are we going to notice those people because the ballpark's going to get emptier?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they won't be talking about them on Twitter, social media. And I know that's not real life, but I mean, there's Giants fans who said they're done with them after Kevin Pillar. Just think about that, fellas. Kevin Pillar didn't play a full season with the Giants, and Giants fans are out there. I saw some media members say, I'm done with the Giants. They non-tendered Kevin Pillar.
Like, you got to get some names.
No names. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but people said they were done after Kevin Pillar.
So what would they be with this? And from a baseball standpoint, it was already getting empty
just
from baseball.
Jerseys.
So, Steiny, You can't do it, man. You got to do hockey, NHL goalie all day. So you got to keep it from
gonna,
going.
You're
going to the...
change your strategy yep. because your rival might sign a guy well, you were willing okay. to get rid of.
You're changing your strategy because the guy we brought in here to be Clint Eastwood had some baggage with Gabe Kapler, the manager we signed off on you hiring, and then we found out there was story on story, and it went. The Bay lost its mind, and now right after that, quiet on the set. This is what happens, and you're letting them go where, Bonte? Oh, no.
You're not letting them do anything. Bumgarner's a free agent. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
He wants to stay right
here. His agent is driving up the price. He's driving up the price. Hey, Giants, you want to keep this guy from the Dodgers? This is what it's going to take. This is what it's going to take. And the Dodgers have plenty of coin to spend, and they're looking for another guy. They would love to send a blow to the Giants as their rivals, to keep them down in the basement, keep them down in the cellar. And knowing that there's going to be a bunch of empty seats at Oracle Park next season if Bumgarner's not on that mound. It's going to be empty seats anyway if he's on that mound.
They're saying the stairs up the Eiffel Tower are free, but you can't get to the top of the Eiffel Tower. Also want to say hello to Khalil. He's an Oakland native listening in Seattle on the app.
Oh, what's up, Khalil?
And the 610's listening from my hometown of Reading, Pennsylvania, I believe. They're the same people that are sending some pretzels out to us.
Wow.
At some point. So there we go with that. We're really looking forward to that. How about this? And I'll tell you what, I'm getting on this. I promise you, 408. Radio.com does not broadcast in France. I was there in November and tried. It doesn't work in Armenia either. You know what? I'm going to go to Jim Richmond in digital. I could have gone to Julian Digital, but who's in digital now? Maybe that's the
Carl
problem.
Buschek.
I don't even know who's. I mean the big digital, not just Entercoms.
Oh, wow.
So, that's my guy, KB.
Small Fry KB? Right. Yeah, no, we got love for you, KB.
And also, there's a gentleman who's in Oakland by the Tribune Tower. Yeah, we'll take a selfie. Take a selfie at the Tribune Tower at Bonte Steiny Guru. Let's go to Mike. Mike's got a girlfriend metaphor regarding Bumgarner, and get that dump button handy. What's going on, Mike?
No. Okay. I'm going to keep it clean.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. How you doing, man?
Look at it. I'm good. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever you guys like to say. I look at Bumgarner and any player leaving a franchise. I look at it as that girlfriend you have. When you're with her, she's the best thing in the world, the most beautiful thing ever. And if she leaves you, when she's on the tail end of the end of her beauty and charm and everything, then you got the best out of her, and somebody's going to be getting the not-so-great second.
Like the worn version a little bit. It's like the worn, it's like a, you know, like a album that's been used a lot.
A little tired. Your left arm's getting a little tired and saggy. But if they leave you in the prime of their career when they look really good and that left arm is just tight, then it hurts a little bit more. In my opinion, I got Bumgarner when she was looking really fine and that left arm was smoking, but it's getting a little bit old. And I'd rather have somebody young at the peak of their prime than somebody sliding downhill. We got rid of an ugly Montana. We got rid of an ugly Ronnie Lott. We got rid of an ugly Roger Craig. We got rid of a lot of people. They got ugly. But we lost some people in their prime, too. So I say let them go, and we'll also get a draft pick from the Dodgers.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Brought to you by the Dialpad Guest Line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls, connect your team. They business communication platform that powers voice video.
I love
messages,
Mike, but I like my analogy better. I'm surprised you let that go on long. We got women listening.
I was trying to see where it was going.
It works for women, too. It's just like you're a woman who was dating a hot guy. And
that's why it's called for better and worse.
He started,
getting fat.
Exactly. Got a little fat. Yeah. Hanging out on the couch more. All of a sudden, you're not going out to the movies. And then she's like, all right, you, Pike.
Yeah.
And that's what ends up happening. By the way, Natalie, listening on the 95.7 The Game app in Mexico again.
Yeah, her friend from Mexico.
Selfie would be nice.
What part of Mexico?
Probably Cabo, where I've been. Why would you laugh?
Because it's a huge country, right. And you have no idea.
What? Think it's Cabo or Verducci, Cancun.
Verducci in Walnut Creek. What's going on, man? How are you? You just wanted to name a city for the sake of naming a city.
A city that I went.
Okay, I'm guessing she's in Monterey. Okay, there you go. What's going on?
What if she's in Mexico City?
She might be.
Tijuana.
No.
Rosarito.
Verducci.
All right, fellas, how we doing this morning?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
I don't know what that guy was smoking right before making that analogy. I'm going with Guru's analogy.
There you go.
But I'm like, I'm with Bonte, though, you know? I've been a diehard Giants fan this whole time, and I'm just feeling nauseous driving on the 580, just thinking about the Bumgarner joining the Dodgers. But the reality is that we got to be able to move on, you know? I mean, I know he's done a lot for our team and won the championships, but the reality is it's a new era. And just like the guy said before, he has a lot of wear and tear. We're already starting to see the cracks with Bumgarner. I'd be okay if it goes anywhere else, but the reality is this offseason, it's time to say goodbye to Belt. Time to say goodbye to Crawford and getting rid and unloading that payroll and getting youthful, getting more salary caps so that we can make the big moves coming in the next year or two. Giants fans, it's going to be hard the next 2 years, but this is why we brought Zaidi in to make these changes. We got to be able to ride the ride and trust Farhan and let him do his thing.
Thanks a lot, Verducci. Appreciate it.
And that's the thing. How much patience will the Giants fans have now? Knowing that Bumgarner's probably gone. No Bochy.
You've seen the ballpark.
You know, you got to have patience because you look at this team. They got long in the tooth. They didn't have a farm system that was worth the damn. You got to give them time to build this baby. Build it for the future. I mean, it's going to be tough though, Snotty and Goo. It's going to be a long 2 to 3 years, and I just wonder how patient Giants management will be, not being in the spotlight, not being in contention for World
and
Series
it's not
or division
easy
titles.
To get rid of Belt, Crawford, and guys like that. The cat's out. People know what's up.
There are people like Jason Schmidt went to the Dodgers, but this is Madison Bumgarner. By the way, no more girlfriend analogies.
Yeah,
The guy called in, and I had somebody in my ear. I was kind of half listening.
Oh, so. Now you're passing the buck.
Absolutely.
You sound like you listened to the whole thing.
No, I didn't.
I didn't like it.
No more girlfriend.
When he got to the R&B, I thought of my granny.
I didn't know where he was.
Well, he meant because he's a left-handed pitcher.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I mean, that's why he's like the arm sag.
Right,
he meant because what he was saying was Bumgarner's arm isn't as good as it used to be. And how many years does Bumgarner have? But
about three.
We're done now.
Shout out Carlos, listening from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Nice.
Shout out to
love
BS&G
that you guys
gang.
Think they're there. That's the best part.
You know what? This guy, Carlos, I think he hits me on IG. I think he really is in Florida. Some of the fans, they find us on social media. And I'm like, you know what? I believe him. Why would they lie about being in West Palm Beach, Florida? Who lies about that?
Here's the other thing.
Let's say they do lie about it. I love it.
Let's say they do lie about it.
It puts you in good mood.
Who cares?
I like it.
Hey, shout out to Jose out there in Baltimore, Maryland,
really
man. You're a real one.
By the way, I do not hate Cabo. I've been there.
Oh, yeah. People.
Cabo's the one with the arch, right? The arch out in the ocean.
It's the one that has the water that looks like the water behind Oracle Park.
Wow. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I know. It's some crazy thoughts. It reminds me of Mexico and Cabo.
Real quick, Johnny just texted in from Johnny's Pub in Newark. Who? Remember, I wore a jacket yesterday. He wants to know your jacket sizes.
You can always count me for an extra large.
How about you, B?
Always.
You know,
double
He's
X.
Listening.
Double X.
X or double X. I like oversized clothing.
Yeah, give me oversized clothing because
Kyle
I can shrink it a little bit.
Said he's an XL, both of them, but he asked just for you two.
I got Kyle as a double X.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Pappas could get into a large.
Yeah, he's a
Pappas could get into
a medium. He looks like he likes the medium stuff. You like the skinny jeans
the
and the tight
stuff. Yeah,
it's like, all right, dude. Mm-hmm. Showing Steining, too much skin.
Mad Bum is going to sign with my Giants for another hometown discount. The odds are 2-1. I'm calling it.
That's how I feel.
Man.
I'm ready to bet.
888-957-9570. Is it time? Is it time to not re-sign Bumgarner and just move on with his franchise? By the way, Walter, listen on in the app. Listening on the app from Neptune. Thank you very much.
How is it up
Thank
there?
You very much. Well done.
Shout out to Johnny and Uranus, right? I mean, come on. Everybody's listening. They're on the rocket ships listening. NASA. Shout out NASA and Houston for listening.
So here is Farhan Zaidi from just a few days ago. He said this to NBC Sports Bay Area. And he gets into a little bit about the relationship between this team and this city.
I think it's definitely part of it. I mean, you know, people talk a lot about how we're in the entertainment business. And, you know, one thing I've learned about the fans of our team is the connection they have with the players is different than what I've experienced elsewhere. And that's something that I've had to learn and appreciate and make an adjustment to. At the same time, you know, I think ultimately what fans respond to is a winning team. And we saw it when our organization was winning World Series. And, you know, as, you know, we haven't been a winning team the last 3 years, it's kind of showed up at the turnstile. So I think that has to be our primary goal. And sometimes that takes making difficult decisions. But definitely appreciate the connection that our fans make with these players. It's very unique in baseball.
All right, is it my imagination? He just doesn't sound as good anymore.
Yeah, but it's not your imagination.
After the Kapler fiasco,
dude, it's
man,
amazing,
it's just like,
isn't it?
You're listening to me, it was like, all right, bro, we just want to see actions because think about what happened yesterday. What happened yesterday? They trade for Zach Cozart and Mr. Wilson, who was the number 10 overall pick for the Angels. Zach Cozart barely was playing with the Angels, couldn't crack the lineup, right? Then they signed Kevin Gausman. That combined, those two players combined, plus it's costing the Giants $22 to $23 million. Kevin Gausman got moved to the bullpen last year with the Braves. So why are you signing guys like that when that $22, $23 million could have possibly went to Bumgarner for a year? I don't know what Zaidi's doing. We saw Connor Joe in the opening lineup last year. It's going to be a rough 2 years.
Who was the second baseman they got from the Reds? Did I try to sell?
Scooter Gennett.
Yeah, Scooter Gennett.
He made an all-star appearance. You know, I thought he was going to have a bounce back.
Guru, you know how you like to say, Steiny, you're that guy.
I'm different.
You like to say, I told you so. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say I
told
you so.
They got hot shortly thereafter his departure.
Yeah, I still.
I thought he was going to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Apparently Wilson is legit, the minor league prospect with the Angels. Pete out there listening from Wakanda.
Here's what Farhan said specifically about Madison Bumgarner a few days ago. And again, this is from NBC Sports Bay Area.
We're involved in those discussions. We're planning to meet with his representatives this week. And they have other meetings scheduled, too. And that's you know, what happens when a player is a free agent. They're going to explore all their options. And guys are looking for different things, looking for maybe a particular geography, maybe a team in a specific part of their competitive cycle. So, we are one of the quarters. We're one of the suitors, and, you know, we're just going to put our best foot forward and see what happens. But he's earned this opportunity to be a free agent, and, you know, as we expect, that there's no shortage of interest in a guy with his pedigree.
And I forget the caller's name earlier, but obviously that soundbite bothered him because he felt like Zaidi saying, well, look, now, you know, look, he's a free agent, so now we're going to give him an offer. It's like, why did this catch you by surprise? I mean, everybody knew this was what's going to happen. Let's go to John. John's in Baltimore. What's going on, John? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
So, you guys know me. I'm a diehard Niners fan, but I am an Orioles fan. You know, the Orioles are part of my upbringing and all that good stuff. So, big fan of the Orioles. And I just wanted to give you guys a little perspective. I mean, we went through the same pretty much deal last year. New manager, complete overhaul. You know, Michael Elias. And, I mean, our whole team is just all the faces that were there for years, you know, are all gone. I mean, Adam Jones is going to Japan now. You know, he had a small stint in Arizona, but, you know, it's tough. It is because, you know, you love these guys and you grew up, you know, watching them and they're your fan favorites and stuff. But, you know, it's been tough for us. And I still don't know what's going on. We haven't made any moves now, but you guys hit it on the head. You gotta get that farm system. You gotta come bring them up through the system. That's the way it is, you know. And, if you look at some of these other teams like, the Rays and, out there in the Bay Area, Oakland, the A's, you know, that's what they do. You know, they got great farm systems and, you know, they're competing. And you just got to have trust in the system. If it makes you guys feel any better, we're going through the same thing out here.
Thanks for the call, John. I'll tell you what, here's another thing, John, and thank you again for the call. I'd wondered about the timing because I remembered Reggie Jackson played in Baltimore. But Reggie Jackson went from Baltimore to the Yankees, and they were rivals back then. Mm-hmm. They were both in the AL East.
By the way, real quick, breaking news from the Warriors camp. Our guy, Alan Smiley Geach, has been recalled from the G League affiliated Santa Cruz.
Oh, he's been playing?
He's been playing, baby. It's been looking all right, Steiny. Smiley Geach time.
On the other side of that coin, Jordan Poole going down to the G League.
No problem in that.
Oh,
so he'll play tonight against the Knicks.
I hope so.
Well, we'll see. Big one at Chase Center.
You can't lose this one.
7:30 tip. John Dickinson and Matt Kolsky will have your pregame. Oh, no. Whitey Gleason and John Dickinson have your pregame at 6 o'clock.
JB, too, right? Jim Barnett will be there today.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Home game, yeah.
Absolutely.
Tom Tobert
on
a call.
You had a sweater on yesterday.
I did.
I meant to mention it. I forgot.
Yeah, no, you don't want
you
to
don't
give
share
that
and tell me where you got it from.
I can't tell you.
Warriors
that.
World, I believe.
No.
My name's Louie, and I'm listening from the inside of my new Cadillac. By the way, Guru, do you have a Heide key in here? Get it? He said he did. But once he said,
I was hoping he was a salesman at a lot.
Once he said new Cadillac, I knew it wasn't yours.
Well, that's what we're trying to get to.
What?
A new Caddy.
What year are you up to?
I've got a 2006 now.
Okay, you're only 13 years back.
For me, though, you got it's dog years. It's like I'm 5 years old.
It's a long comeback.
You try to get a 13, 14.
It might be 19.
Hey, don't try to get it all back at once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to have the wherewithal to get it up to 2019. You may have to get to 12 and then 16 and then
time to go minivan. Who got the kids?
Oh, my God.
Station wagon, baby. Station wagon bibs. You know what I'm saying? It's okay, Goo.
All right, we're going to jump into some football talk next, 49ers specifically, with our guy Adam Kaplan, and that'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
Hear 49ers tackle Joe Staley with Damon Radowinkulski today at 5. Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
All right, it's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Porsche Walnut Creek, a Michael Stead dealership. Time to head out to the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. Welcome in Adam Kaplan. He's brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank. And Adam, I want to go back to Sunday's game in the Superdome. Was that the game of the year, the 49ers victory over the Saints?
Well, guys, good to be with you. Yeah, it was. And first of all, it was not anything like I expected. I did not expect 48-46.
Wow.
I mean, it was the first half especially. I mean, the aerial fireworks, and it never really stopped. And you could just see, it's rare really, guys, in the regular season that you have the urgency you had from both teams in Week 14. But clearly they both knew that. Most likely the number one seed was on the line. They played like it. And that's really why we have a knockdown, drag-out fight. You just don't expect 12 touchdowns. You just don't. You combine from both teams and the big plays. And look, Sanders did push off on the touchdown for the record. He absolutely did. But they didn't call it, so it wasn't a penalty. But he had a great game, obviously, when they needed it. So many big plays in the game. But, you know, the story that most people are not talking about nationally, but they should be, you guys know about it, is this development of Raheem Mostert, the running back that Chip Kelly brought in from Philly. It was probably the last gift, the only gift that Chip gave to the Niners, but he's now taken over. And let's not forget, this kid barely played running back in college at Purdue, but he's been an unbelievable story. And the way that they've rotated the running backs and the offensive line has got itself together. They gave Garoppolo a lot of time. And by the way, this was his best game as a pro. As well as he played in those Arizona Cardinal games, this was his best game.
Adam, the guys always give me grief because I always brag about watching games over, the good ones. And I was at the house and I watched this game over again. And Adam, my biggest takeaway is, what the heck has happened to this Niner defense? And going into the game, I didn't mention it to you, but I said Drew Brees is not the Drew Brees of old. I know the record's there. He's not throwing it downfield like in years past. But all of a sudden now, this defense from the Niners was so stout. Was this just a fluke going up against another good team and quarterback? I guess what I'm saying, now that Sherman's out, Quan Alexander's gone. How concerned are you about this Niner defense?
I would be. I'm not concerned about at all about their offense. And they found these linemen that could fill in when needed. So it's really the defense. And, you know, Sherman did not look right with the hamstring. You know, he left the game, came back, but he clearly was not himself. You mentioned the Quan Alexander injury. Those are big. Those are two of their best starters. It's going to be hard to overcome. You know, I would highly doubt that Sherman will be back before the end of the regular season. It's not that he can't. Based on what I'm told, it's a moderate hamstring strain. There's really no reason to risk it because you've got most likely you're going to have a first-round bye. They're not going to have any problem this week against Atlanta. I don't care how beat up that Niner defense is. So, yeah, and obviously K'Wan Williams has an injury, right. So you're concerned about that. Yeah, I would be. To answer your question, I'm concerned about it. You can't. It's hard to overcome when you lose starters on a defense that has they've had the best increase in productivity of any team in the National Football League. A lot of it is due to personnel.
No doubt, Adam. And also, they've tackled really well, which they didn't do this past Sunday against New Orleans Saints. They'll definitely have to clean that up over the next 3 weeks. But Jimmy Garoppolo, I thought this was Jimmy Garoppolo's best game as a 49er. And we wondered if he could win in a shootout. Could he win coming back? You know, Niners were down 20-7, 27-14. And Jimmy Garoppolo is getting better and better and better. And oh, by the way, he's fourth in the league at touchdown passes with 24. You wouldn't know that around here, Adam, especially after that Monday night game against Seattle.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been asked repeatedly on the station all year that could he handle a game where he had to throw a lot? And I keep telling you, yes, he proved it in the Cardinal games. It's because the defense had been so good that those pass attempts were in the low 30s. Well, now you look at the way that they've done it now. They're winning. The great thing is with Kittle back, they're winning any way that they want to win, either by with throwing the football short, long, over the middle. And they're running it better. Breida back. He had several nice runs, including the 28-yard run, which is really nice in open space. And Deebo Samuel's really maturing in front of our eyes here. They use him in the run game as well. The only guy who's not getting going at all is Tevin Coleman, or like he did earlier in the season. That's been a little bit of a surprise here.
Adam, you know, Garoppolo's got, 20-plus starts with the 49ers. Is there any – when a quarterback goes to the postseason for the first time, do you consider it kind of a new deal completely, or do you quite frankly expect Garoppolo to be the Garoppolo he was in the regular season?
No, what it is
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.